Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents The Daybreakers by Louis L'Amour. Chapter 1. My brother, Orrin Sackett, was big enough to fight bears with a switch. Me, I was the skinny one. Tall as Orrin, but no meat to my bones except around the shoulders and arms. Orrin could sing like an angel, or like a true Welshman, which was better than any angel. Far away back and on three sides of the family, we were Welsh. Orrin was a strapping big man, but for such a big man, he was surprising quick. Folks said I was the quiet one, and in the high-up hills where we grew up as boys, folks fought shy of me come fighting time. Orrin was bigger than me, fit to wrestle a bull, but he lacked a streak of something I had. Maybe you recall the Sackett-Higgins feud? Time I tell about, we Sacketts were just fresh out of Higgins's. Long Higgins, the mean one, was also the last one. He came hunting Sackett Hyde with an old squirrel rifle. It was Orrin he was hunting, being mighty brave because he knew Orrin wouldn't be packing anything in the way of sidearms at a wedding. Orrin was doing no thinking about Higgins's this day, with Mary Tripp there to greet him and his mind set on Marion. So I figured it was my place to meet Long Higgins down there in the road. Just as I was fixing to call him to a stand, Preacher Myrick drove his rig between us, and by the time I got around it, Long Higgins was standing spraddle-legged in the road with a bead on Orrin. Folks started to scream, and Long Higgins shot, and Mary, who saw him first, pushed Orrin to save him. Only she fell off balance and fell right into the bullet intended for Orrin. "Long!" He turned sharp around, knowing my voice, and he had that rifle waist high.